Hello, I am Code Enforcement Officer Jacob McLaughlin. This is for citation number 838 for 302 South Ridgewood Avenue, which is owned by Blue Gables MHP LLC. On September 29th, 2025, we received a complaint regarding a shed without a permit on lot 40 of the Blue Gables community. Upon inspection, I saw a crudely built shed next to the next to the home. There were no permits on file for the lot or the property. I left a door hanger to make contact. I also called the office, who said they will contact the tenant. On October 13th, I posted a notice of violation at the property for 7-1 of the Florida Building Code, section 105.1, permit required. I left a voicemail for the office notifying them as well. On October 23rd, I spoke with Mr. Miller, who resides at lot 40, and he's the one that built the shed. He said he would be getting the permit and needs to find an engineer, as directed by the building department. On November 11th, Mr. Miller called and asked for additional time, which I granted. On November 21st, I met with Mr. Miller, who was in contact with Blueprints by Design in DeLand. As he had found an engineer, I offered another two-week extension. On December 8th, I re-inspected. Mr. Miller told me that things fell through with the engineer he was hiring. Due to the length of time already given, I met with Mr. Miller and Sandy, the manager of Blue Gables. I gave them both copies of citation number 838 for 7-1, 105.1, permit required. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a citation of $75, which has already been paid, and daily fines of $100 per day that the violation is still present after February 9th, 2026.
Officer Hazewood, City of Edgewater, Code Enforcement. Audrey M. Butley is the owner of the property located at 3325 Queen Palm Drive, Edgewater, Florida. It's been found in violation of Section 10400, Property Maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On November 19, 2025, while on patrol, I observed a listed location to have grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. The resident appeared to be vacant, and as a result, a notice of violation was issued with the correction date of November 29, 2025. On December 1st, 2025, an inspection was conducted in it and noted no changes. Citation 0660 notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. No contact has been made with the owner or tenants of the property. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Audrey Utley in violation of Section 10400, Property Maintenance, and assess the citation fine of $75. Violation has been corrected and no daily fines are being requested.
This is in relation to citation number 839 at the address 2621 Royal Palm Drive, which is owned by Catherine A. Schimmel. On December 10th, 2025, we received a complaint regarding furniture being stored on the side of the house. Upon inspection, there was a couch, dresser, bookcase, table, and chairs on the side of the property. A child came out of the property and set a tarp up on the bookcase while I was there. The front porch also had various prohibited items, including tools, old metal pipes, wires, and other junk and debris. This was a repeat offense. An order was imposed on September 11th, 2025 for outdoor storage, which included furniture and other junk and debris. I also had two previous cases in May 2025 regarding the same violations. For these reasons, I issued a citation number 839 for violation of Section 10, 5, subsections 1 and 4, outdoor storage. The citation was hand-delivered to Catherine, the property owner. She had multiple people at the property with her. I went outside with Cheryl, Catherine's friend, and showed her the furniture and items on the front porch that needed to be removed. I gave her a business card so they could contact me when the violations were corrected. I informed both Catherine and Cheryl that due to this being a repeat offense, daily fines of $500 per day would be in place until the violation was corrected. On December 11th, 2025, I stopped by the residence with an additional copy of the citation. I corrected the date of hearing from January 8, 2025 to January 8, 2026. Later that day, I received a call from Cheryl saying the property was in compliance. I reinspected and met with a different woman who said she was also living there. There were two women cleaning the property, which was not in compliance. There was still a bunk bed in the side yard and trash and debris in the front porch. I gave the woman I met a business card. She was confused as to why Cheryl had called me and said she would call as soon as the property is in compliance. On December 15th, I noted that no one had contacted me regarding the property. On December 16th, I decided to reinspect. I saw that the violations were now in compliance. I made contact with Catherine. The woman I talked to on December 11th was there as well. I asked her why no one contacted me, and the woman said she got a new job and forgot to call me. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a citation for $150 due to it being a repeat offense. And daily fine, a repeat violation of Section 10.5.1.4 outdoor storage. We also recommend daily fines of $500 per day that the violation was occurring from December 10th to December 16th, 7 days, totaling $3,500.